But forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do, because I'm about to do something new. Look, I have already started. Don't you see? I will make a way through the desert. I will create rivers in the barren and wasteland. God tells you today, this morning, I will do it again. Every day when we wake up, when we can see that God's mercies are renewed, every day God has something new for you. Just get out of that prison where you find yourself. Leave that way of thinking in which you are anchored. And today, simply open your eyes and observe the light of a new day. The new day is today. It does not announce itself remembering what happened yesterday, nor does it announce itself by saying what will come tomorrow. It announces for you to prepare yourself for what God is going to do. The love of God never fails, and His mercy never fails to manifest itself to all men, to all people. God does not respect people like us. The Bible says that He makes the sun rise for good and for bad, makes the rain fall for good and for bad, but it's up to man to take advantage of the sun and to take advantage of the rain, take advantage of the good days and even difficult times. And that in every situation and in every moment, there is always something good that life produces. There is always something good and a new opportunity that the Lord shows us. The problem is that living the present, anchored in the past, will never let us see the opportunities that the Lord shows us today. Even in the midst of every difficult moment, I just read you this word, which is a promise from the Lord, a promise in which He tells us that today He will do new things and that soon they will come to light. Soon they will be shown. Soon they will be revealed. When we speak of light, He speaks of soon they are going to be revealed. Something that is hidden but already there, prepared. God does not play the dice. He never improvises. He doesn't have a plan B either, in case His plans don't work. The plans and the ways of the Lord are always perfect. It doesn't happen to God like us human beings, that we have to plan A and again have a plan B to be able to think that things will work out for us. And in case it doesn't work out for us, then make a plan B. God's will is always good. God's will is always good, nice and perfect. Now, the promise of the Lord is not based on the fact that it will eradicate all problems. The promises of God are not based on you and that everything's going to be a rosy life. I want to make it clear to you that each promise of the Lord is not based on an absence of difficult or adverse circumstances, but it's based on the prompt exit from each situation. Because for God, each situation that we face in life has a teaching, and more when we have surrendered our lives. He and you have decided that the government your heart, and He will make all things work for you, and that they work for good according to the purpose defined for your life. You live life aimlessly because you simply lack purpose, and not why it's not there, but because you do not have the knowledge of what it is. And the only being in God, we can have the knowledge of knowing what it wants for us and what we were created for, because we are here on earth, and what we are going to do, produce. God tells you, I do new things. Yesterday is over. Thinking about tomorrow is worrying. And stop enjoying, observing, listening, loving. Today, yesterday, they gave you a medical option. Tomorrow, you will not know what will happen to Jesus himself said, because they worry about tomorrow. Perhaps someone could add 45 centimeters to the height worrying. I ask you, how many things have you been able to solve by worrying? How many exits have you found since you are worrying? Why worry? It's just getting busy and ahead of time. And when we are filled with worries, we end up tired, burdened, loaded, sad, wanting to throw in the towel, wanting not to move. We are always thinking about what will come and what we can get out of every situation or of every opportunity that we take advantage of. But we do not give thanks for what we have now. More and more, the man is filled with greed in his heart. And more, there is a desire to have control and obtain more and more and more. And we have not learned to be grateful for what we already have. That's why the Lord says, I'm going to do something new. And the new that God does has nothing to do with your past. The new what God does not depend on how you have done things so far. Why, usually when we believe that God is going to respond, we think that God is going to respond to us according to what we have already lived, according to what we believe, or according to what we are waiting for. But in 10 ways that you think in which God would do things, He has a totally different one. There is always a way that you haven't seen, and that's in the way of God. And when you decide to do things in the way of God, you don't sit around waiting for Him to explain how He will do it. Because the only thing He asks of you, only believe that I am going to do it, says the Lord. And it's not only going to be something new, but it says it will come out soon, He says. Again, I will make my way in the desert and rivers in solitude. Mention two important things: desert and loneliness, scarcity and lack of water. This means that there will always be a desert in life, and there will always be situations of loneliness. God has never promised that it will be easy. What He did promise is to be there. And you know, the way becomes easier and less complicated when we surrender our lives to God. And we only lend our ear to Him to obey and to walk according to His will and to His purpose. And to Jesus, He went through what you are going through. He was already, and He has already won. And if you do things as He wants, He will make us more than conquerors. It's important that you learn to rest today. It's important that you learn to be a parent. It's important that you learn to raise and give a prayer, to have your ears open to listen to the voice of the Father. It's important that you let yourself be guided, that you turn off the voice of your soul, and you turn off the voices of everything around you. Each one gives you different advice, and that today, just to be attentive to what God has for you, because He tells you today, I will open roads in the desert. You know that those roads in the desert are already programmed. Generally, a desert does not have a democratic road. It's suddenly there is only one road that is democratic. It's only one. But God always has something different. And under the sand, He already has a marked path for you. I don't know in what situation you are in, but today I come to tell you, and through this voice of hope, today I come to you through this word and this audio from early to tell you, today God would do something new. This word is only fulfilled in those who have faith and who take it and say it. I believe this word today. And I know, Lord, that what I have been waiting for will happen, because I know, Father, it will be for your glory and honor. I am speaking to people of faith who have been mistreated, who at some point they have received bad news, and that Whatever their eyes are seeing now is simply desert and loneliness. But today, the Lord tells you again and again, I am going to open a path in the desert and a river in solitude in the dry land. And soon you will see it. Soon you will see it. God is a God of new things. And today there is something new for you. The question is, if you believe it. If you believe it, in the place where you are right now, you are only going to close your eyes there. You are going to close your eyes there, and I am going to pray for you. I am going to ask the Lord that through this Holy Spirit, these words touch your heart. And I raise you up because perhaps you are desperate, and life gave you so many hard things that you fell to the ground and you don't know how to get up again. But today the Lord extends His hands to you. His hand is extended over you to lift you up and to tell you there is hope, there is a new way, and soon it will come to light. To not despair, to be patient. It will soon happen. Trust that even in the darkness, it's announced that the light is about to appear. That there is something new because you are in a new day. And its light shines and you are going to close your eyes there. And you are going to put your right hand on your heart. You are going to put your right hand on your heart. You have stopped. If you go in the car, stop. Be frightened. If you are preparing to go to work, give me 2 more minutes. Stop. Put your right hand on your heart. Wherever you are right now. Because the presence of God is going to descend on you. You will feel a supernatural peace. Right now, Father. May it be your Holy Spirit, Lord, working in these moments on all those who are listening to me. At this moment, Father, flood us with your love. Flood us with that peace that only you give, Lord. That peace that passes all understanding. That today the burdens disappear. That the diseases disappear. And that the conflicts disappear. And that the worry goes away. The stress is removed. And your presence, Father, through this audio and all those who are listening at this moment, produces life. Today, I pray to you, Lord, that your presence descend on each person who has ignited in this devotional at this time. Touch them, Lord. Fill them with your peace. Collect those tears, Lord. Change the sad heart. For a heart full of joy, collect the sadness that has seized for many times, for many years. Remove all, Lord, all pain in the heart, and lift the ones who feel fallen, who feels without strength on the ropes, Lord, who can be lifted this morning and can realize that today you renew your mercy, and that today this is a new opportunity. That there is a path that you already have traced. That there are already waters in those dry lands. In those times of solitude. In those dry lands, you make water come out. Because you are the owner of everything. And with only one of your words is enough for everything to be transformed. That's why, Father, I pray for healing. For healing to come to the body and to the heart in the name of Jesus Christ. All illness is going outside of your body right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And you raise and you will be raised by faith and receive healing right now. Every problem of depression, bipolarity, every problem in the soul, Lord, declared that it is healed in the name of Christ, and that this word produces life that transforms the heart and the changes the thoughts and the changes of life in the name of Jesus. And the one who is waiting for that news today is the Lord's day in which that news arrives. That note of salvation arrives. May that good news impact in the name of Jesus. Today, you will not be forever prostrated. Today, the Lord raises you up. Just believe in the name of Jesus. While there is life, there is hope. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. May God continue to bless you. And always, I invite you to enter our YouTube channel, Just In Time Devotional. And there, you click and subscribe so that you have a daily devotional for yourself. And remember that you can follow him on Facebook and on Instagram as Pastor Elias HC. God continue blessing you. Hey, how's